The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London. The Donald. Adam.
He's in town. He's had lunch with the Queen. I don't think he patted her on the back, the way some premiers like to do. He's had tea with Prince Charles, and there's a state banquet. Interestingly, two leaders of the opposition parties of Labour and the Liberal Democrats decided they would not go to the state banquet because they are upset about Donald Trump's
attitude.
I know. And sometimes the way to do these things is to turn up and have a quiet word. But there again, there's no, if you get a quiet word with Donald Trump, mind you, he doesn't do quiet words, does he? You know what, Alan? I mean, you think about the kind of controversy that Donald Trump brings with him. And he landed in a Twitter spat with the mayor of London. I mean, even as the plane landed, he was having a go at the mayor of London, calling him a stone-cold loser, dumb and incompetent, and having done a terrible job.
Which he most probably is, quite frankly.
It's possible, depending on your point of view. But, you know, not even Xi Jinping or Vladimir Putin, both have been in London the past couple of years, caused the kind of ruffles and waves that Donald Trump does.
No, he gives it to them.
We're so aware that he's here somehow.
They certainly know he's there, dead right. Andy Murray.
Yeah, there are just those little glimmers that he might be on his comeback. We're 2 years, basically, since injury began to hound him, 6 months since his resurfacing surgery. This is hip resurfacing. The good news for him is that Bob Bryan came back from that in 6 months and looks like a potential champion again. But Murray has confirmed he intends to take part in the men's doubles at the Queen's Club tournament in a couple of weeks before Wimbledon. Do you know, there's something about Andy Murray. I mean, Sir Andy Murray, he is a national icon. He broke our 77-year men's singles duck at Wimbledon. He won it 6 years ago and then 3 years ago. Without him, yeah, we've got some halfway decent sports stars, of course we have, but there's just a bit of a hole, and even Joe Contra at the French Open isn't quite making up for the hole that Andy Murray has left.
No, I think what people forget about Andy Murray, he reached 11 Grand Slam finals. It's a pretty significant event.
And
11 Grand
gold medals.
Yeah, quite. Good on you, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.